Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
IHOP Hotline.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're joined by Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star. Blair, welcome.
Yeah.
We understand you're at a noisy Chiefs practice.
I am. Yep. They played a. I guess I could have done that. I sure am. Sorry about that. Had a little technical difficulty. Yeah, Chiefs practice going on. Royals getting ready to play tonight. So we got quite a lot of activity here at the Truman Sports Complex.
Yeah, this is one of those times that, as a journalist in a city, that you just have to kind of shake your head. You've got the Chiefs with two consecutive Super Bowl wins. I think most people consider them to be a very strong candidate for a third as long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy. And then you've got this Royals upstart franchise that last year lost 106 games. They have arguably the best player in the game now in Bobby Witt Jr.
I would argue that.
I might argue it too, but there's an argument to be made. And Blair, ignore my son, please. It's just one of those times, isn't it?
Not only that, and you're right. This is, in the history of the Chiefs and the Royals, it's rare when they have been good at the same time, going back to the 70s. But in addition to that, the anticipation level for college football around here is as high as it's ever been. So these few weeks, couple of months, I mean, it's never felt better to be a sports fan in the heartland than it is right now. So, yeah, and you're right. Not only are the Chiefs and the Royals winning, they're doing it with maybe the best players in their sport. And, of course, that's not happened. Not at least at the same time in Kansas City. So it's a wonderful time to be a sports fan around here.
Yeah, Missouri, Kansas, Kansas State, all ranked in the top 25. Just incredible. Go, Jeff.
All right. Behind the back pass from Patrick Mahomes, I was surprised by two elements of it. One, that he's never done it before in a game, and two, that people were surprised that Patrick Mahomes threw a behind the back pass. That seems like something he would do regularly. So what were your thoughts? What was your take on that? Do you think we'll see Mahomes do that in a quote-unquote real game anytime?
Well, I don't see why not. To be honest with you, and everybody has seen it by now, I don't think it's a high risk play or a low percentage play. There's not much difference between that and a shovel pass and just a short pass to a receiver who knows it's coming. I do think we'll see it more. We saw it in practice actually up in training camp a week or so earlier, and then Mahomes and Andy Reid even talked about it after practice, and it was Mahomes that told us Andy Reid encourages that. He wanted to see it in the game, and there it was, and just added to the list of non-conformity when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, how many different types of, you know, no look, left-handed, jumping, everything. He's, you know, it's funny, you know, Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback, excuse me, guys, and the Bears will be in Kansas City on Thursday. He had a spectacular play on Saturday against the Bengals, that spin move, and then he throws it across his body to Rome Odunze for about a 40-yard gain. Really nice play. And Bears fans are, you know, they're so excited about it. And, you know, maybe the single best play by a Bears quarterback. And I'm thinking, well, that's a Sunday afternoon for Patrick Mahomes. It does something like that almost every game. And we're just kind of spoiled seeing him on a regular basis and all that he can do.
Longtime Kansas City Star sports writer Blair Kirchhoff is our guest. Back to the Royals, because I think they have a good chance of not only getting to the playoffs, but of perhaps even winning this division. But they do have a very difficult schedule about to start after this series with the Angels. First of all, are they built to perhaps win the division? Do you consider them to be a favorite? And on top of that, how well are they built to be sustainable and be in the playoff hunt year after year now?
Well, yeah, good questions, both of them. I think for this year, they've got a lot of things going for them. Not the least of which is their starting pitching. It's been tremendous, top five in Major League Baseball. I think people believed it was going to be improved, but I don't know if anybody saw this coming. With the starters' ERA being what it is, and you know, having two all-star pitchers. And look, even Seth Lugo now, who's going to start tonight against the Angels, he's scuffling a little bit. But look at what Michael Wach has done here, and even Brady Singer coming off a really nice game. So they're just getting it done on the mound. And since picking up Lucas Erceg from Oakland, he's been the power arm this bullpen has needed. And you know, he came in a leverage situation in the seventh inning against the Reds on Sunday, and struck out Eddie La Cruz, right, with the bases loaded, one out. And he's just, kind of a missing piece to the bullpen. I think the Royals have found their closer with him, or at least their high leverage guy out of the bullpen. So, yeah, I think the Royals are in a position. They're about 70% – all the, you know, the analytics say they're about 70, 75% chance to make the playoffs. And then I think once they get there, they can do a little damage because of the pitching. And you're right, Bob. The schedule does get tougher. The Phillies this weekend, a lot of games against the Guardians coming up. And they still have some work to do. But it's one thing that I like about their position is they're still in a chase mode. You know, they still got the Twins and the Guardians in front of them. And it's not like they're trying to protect a lead. They're chasing it. They're going after it. And I like that position. And then sustainable, well, That's a good question, because the farm system is not, you know, there aren't a lot of prospects with, you know, in the farm. So I don't know about that. Look, Bobby Witt is going to be here, and he's locked up for a decade or more, and he's a generational talent. So, you know, you got that. Vinny Pasquantino is coming into his own. I think he's a 100 RBI guy for his, you know, for the foreseeable future. Salvi's still got a couple of years left, and there's the meat of the order. They need to find, you know, you want to see guys like Michael Garcia and Michael Massey, and you know, just get a little more consistency with their bats. But I think that the days of the, you know, fifth place finish, certainly 100 loss seasons, those are well behind the Royals. And I think we are in for a longer stretch of success than what we had in the previous era, the 14-15 team. I thought they had a chance to draw that out longer than it did, and it only lasted a couple more years of a couple of 500 seasons, and that was it.
So, you know, we talked about Bobby Witt, or mentioned him at the start, and, you know, I would probably, if I had a vote, I don't, never will, but I would probably vote for Aaron Judge as the American League MVP. But how miraculous is it that a guy from Kansas City is going toe-to-toe with the literal center fielder for the New York Yankees, like the most mythical position you can think of, a team coming off a 56-win season. Do you think Bobby can take that from Aaron Judge over the last month and a half?
Well, and Jeff, and Aaron Judge has had to have a monster year to do this. On pace for is he going to get to 60 or I don't know? His numbers are going to be phenomenal. But when it comes to Bobby Witt's going to by all appearances lead the American League, lead baseball in batting average, runs, and base hits. He'll be in the top five in a lot of other categories. And for the analytics crowd out there, he and Aaron Judge are in a virtual tie in WAR. So wins above replacement, which is a very respected measurement of success. I think if the vote were held today, Judge would be the AL MVP. But I think Bobby Witt would get some first place votes, and he would get everybody's second place vote who didn't vote for him. So it's great. When I referred to the 14-15 teams. Their best finish in the MVP race, I think Lorenzo Cain was third in 2015, and he didn't have great numbers that year, but his defense was phenomenal, and I think he hit 300. I mean, Witt is on pace to have next to George Brett's 1980 season when he hit 390, this could be the best offensive, best all-around year for a Royals position player in club history. So very deserving of where he is and the accolades that are going to come his way, and I don't think this is a one-year wonder type thing. I he's got too much speed and power and baseball smarts, and the way he elevated his game this year just suggests to me that he is in for, and we're all in for, quite a ride here over the next decade.
All right, as a Cardinals fan, I've heard enough. I'm done. I can't take it anymore, Blair. Hey, we always appreciate your time coming on and talking about Kansas City sports. It's heady times for both the Royals and the Chiefs. Thank you so much.
Yeah, let the good times roll. Good talking to you guys.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.